little Marshall Tucker bringing us back into the broadcast. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden Hour of Rosie on the House. Here with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Again, Bill, thanks for coming on out to the west side of town and joining us here.
Thank you.
We're talking stopping any leak you may have in, out, around your house, or any question you might have about your landscape or garden.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bill, we're going to bring in another Bill. He wants to talk about his pomegranate tree.
Great.
Do we have Bill 2?
Hello.
Okay. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I just put in a pomegranate, and it's about 6 feet tall. And I heard that you should remove the small fruits for the first year so the bush will more establish itself. Is that true?
Well, I'm not going to claim to be an expert on pomegranate. I grew up with those, and I love that tree. That's just wonderful. And I love the fruit, too. Love the juice, too. Anything that's going to produce fruit, if you're going to take some of the fruit off when it's young, it's going to go put its energy not into making fruit, just like even young citrus, it's going to put its energy into growing, developing a root system. And when you get a new plant like that, you really want to encourage the root system and encourage the growth of the main trunk and shape the plant. And you're really more concerned with the health of the plant than fruit production at this point in time. So I'd say go to the store and buy pomegranates and focus on watering correctly, watering deeply, and
fertilize
when
it's time.
A layer of mulch. Mm-hmm.
Do you follow the same fertilizer for pomegranate as you would citrus, or because it's a deciduous tree, does that change?
I personally don't have a pomegranate in my landscape, so I'm not up on exactly what fertilizer to use. I would imagine any good tree and shrub fertilizer that has some micronutrients would be appropriate.
Now, did he say it was 6 foot tall?
Yes.
So this isn't This tree's already a couple years old.
That's probably in a container, right? But if the tree is new in the landscape, you want it to build a root system. That's the first thing you want it to do.
We appreciate the call. Good luck. Pomegranates are a lot of fun. We're going to go south and bring Russ from Vail into the conversation. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to the program. And as we bring Russ into the conversation, you can reach us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. It is Fix a Leak Week. A lot of that has to do with proper irrigation. I believe that's what Russ wants to talk about. Do we have Russ ready? All right. Well, we'll just assume that he's got a mesquite tree. I mean, that's technically a tree you don't have to do a whole lot on anyway.
Well,
are you going to correct me with that statement?
Well, I love a mesquite tree in the right place. All too often we find mesquites planted in areas where it's too small for that mesquite tree. They don't realize how big it's going to get. So that's one pitfall with mesquites. And then also oftentimes in the landscape, they get way too much water. People are watering either other things. You'll have a lawn nearby, for instance, and you put a mesquite in, and that lawn happens to be in the drip line of the tree. You end up with a monster mesquite that you're constantly having to prune. We go through our monsoon storms, and we have a lot of wind, and we have damage to the trees. So contacting your local arborist, have it thinned, and don't overwater it.
It's just wired. It's got DNA to respond to water, and it can be a very, very fast-growing tree.
It doesn't need water, but it loves water.
Man. Man, you can take a volunteer mesquite and have a respectable tree in a year and a half, two years.
Couple years.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Just pour the water to it. And then once you do that, because I do have volunteer mesquites in my yard that I allowed just to ran the irrigation over to us. Yeah, that'd be a nice place for a little mesquite tree in about 5 years.
Yep.
Poured the water to them, and they blew up and grew fast. Does that compromise the integrity of the tree? Forcing it to grow fast like that? Do you weaken it?
I would say young, tender, new growth is not going to have the strength of something that's been hardened over time.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd be concerned about it as long as the tree was shaped properly, as long as you didn't allow it to grow branches in the wrong direction or make improper cuts. Pruning and shaping the tree, and I think you have something to work with there if you do a good job of pruning it.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to bring Chris into the conversation. She has a question about what, quote, a fire stick plant. Have you ever heard of a fire stick?
It's a cacti, if you will,
okay.
Or succulent.
Chris?
Yeah. Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have a large fire stick plant that we made it look more like a tree instead of low growing. And it was real brilliant red, and now it's sort of a yellowish, orangey color, the ends. Is that a problem, too much water or anything?
Well, that's what my first thought was, is yellowing oftentimes is chlorosis, which is nitrogen or iron or some other deficiency. So make sure you're not keeping its feet wet all the time. That's a lower water use plant. I would say don't water that right now much more than you'd water a desert tree. And that's great. If you've standardized it and turned it into a cute little tree, that's wonderful. That's a really neat plant.
Paint a picture, because I'm not sure.
Lots of little protuberances, it looks like sticks. and they're just red at the tips. It's really a neat cacti.
Interesting.
You just
got to
Google it.
Google it. Google fire stick cacti.
Yep.
Excellent. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. When we get back, Jack is called in and has an irrigation question. He's going to test our wits on that. And Steve as well. So we'll get to those and more right after.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.